This is your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. I'm Kelly Catraba. Kayaking, fishing, swimming, crafts, and late-night ghost stories are all part of typical summer camps. And Camp Jumpstart near St. Louis is no exception. But fun isn't all that happens at Camp Jumpstart. The camp's main focus is weight loss. And for some campers, faith is a part of the process. Reporter Heather Adams visited the camp.
Madeline Appel and Summer Davis became friends during their stay at Camp Jumpstart, where they've enjoyed waterfront activities, aerobics, and nutrition. The camp is designed to help kids lose weight and learn healthy habits. According to the American Heart Association, 23.9 million children ages 2 to 19 are overweight or obese. Though camp has been a fun experience, Appel said she didn't always want to be here, so she looked to God for answers.
I didn't really try my hardest, so I asked God for advice, and he told me if I tried my best, I would succeed, so I tried, and I lost 12 pounds my first session.
Jean Holsing, founder of Camp Jumpstart, said it's typical for children to lose 7 to 10% of their body weight each 4 weeks they are at camp. After 5 months, long after leaving camp, many of the campers continue to lose weight. Along with physical activity, the camp focuses on mental and emotional health. The camp also has spiritual growth time, called Reflections on the Water. Holsing says spirituality is important to many campers.
Spirituality is just as important as the physical aspect, the mental aspect, the emotional aspect, and that is something that is very near and dear to many families. Even the kids who come in and tell me that they don't believe in anything still will show up at Reflections because they are searching, and many times they find things.
Reflections on the Water happens next to the lake, and campers from all religions can reflect and share aspects of their belief with fellow campers. Holsing has seen many of them use this as a time to think about why they are here at camp in the first place.
Some will question that faith because why would this happen to me, to going to, oh my goodness, maybe I am getting help, to maybe these people were put into my life so that we can make that difference.
As a camper, Davis knows she will have to make changes to her everyday life when she goes back home. But she's glad camp has taught her how.
Now I know what to eat, what not to eat, and what I was doing wrong before, and how to change that.
As for Appel, who was reluctant to come at first, she just might come back again.
I'm going to come back next year. That would be pretty cool if I did.
Heather Adams, Columbia Faith and Values.
That concludes your weekly Faith and Values update from KBIA. For more on Camp Jumpstart and childhood health, go to ColumbiaFaithandValues.com. I'm Kelly Catraba. Thanks for tuning in.